In some you cut the wood, and then one of you cut it, and that was firewood, and then the other was stove wood.
Did you ever burn coal with regard to?
Now, I did after I moved on the village. We used coal and a heater and a
ring,
not for cooking or anything else.
And how would you tell someone if you wanted, you were sitting with fire and it was going down, you wanted to tell someone to put some more wood, how would you say that? Go over and put another?
Go to the wood box. Some people would keep a wood box sort of in the corner with a few pieces in it late at night, but most of the time there was a wood box on the porch. And they'd tell the kids, they go to the wood box and bring in some more wood and put on the fire. Well, you had a wood box in the house, set side that stove, and you had to keep wood in it. And then using these coal heaters, we had a what you call a coal scuttle, and you keep that full of coal, and then you had a prong thing that you pick up that coal with and put in there.
If you're talking to one of the children, then you say, go over there and put another...
Put some more coal in the heater.
In your fireplaces, that would be
stuff. And after your fire dies down, that black stuff that's left, what do you call it?
Yeah, ashes.
We used to take bundles of fire.
Well, there's sometimes different colors of it, aren't there?
Yeah, some of it is.
And a black.
Well, some of it is, and not too much of it.
Excuse me, if I remember, those old lamps used to have a black deposit inside and they had to be cleaned and everything.
Well, that was burning gas, why you burnt gasoline.
And what did you call that black stuff inside the lampshade? And or on the back of the fireplace that only thing
that, that was soot in the back of the in the fireplaces, that would be soot. And you'd have to catch a rainy day and put a whole lot of stuff in there and get it hot enough. And we used to take bundles of fodder. I don't know whether y'all ever save fodder off of your corn stalks in Kentucky or not, but they'd put the then take in a good hot fire and then take a bundle of fodder that is tied up once you feed the horses. And get that fire and push it up, take a fire poke and push that up that chimney. And that sudden beating got hot, and directly you'd hear that stuff, it'd blow it out the top. Whoop! You'd set it on fire and it'd go everywhere. And now this about the chimney, only thing that I ever knew.
It works for this piece of furniture right here.
Well, sometimes they was called settees, and some of them would buy them kind that they would call a deacon's chair where they'd have some of them would buy them that they used in churches where two deacons would sit together in there. But most of the time it was just called, in my day, it was a settee for a couple to sit on.
Yeah.
And them that was made kind of round and then come up in sort of in a shape around them, back seeing them, they call that the lover's seat.
The lover's
when a girl or a boyfriend is coming, that's what she had for him and her to sit in.
Right. And do you have any other words for this now? What does Mrs., for example, call this now? This is just the...
Well, that's the lounge.
Lounge.
It's just a lounge because it's made for sleeping and all. Yeah, sofa and all like that.
Right. Any other words you remember for that type of thing? Excuse me, I remember my grandfather's house, a Davenport. I'm not sure.
Yeah, a Davenette.
Davenette,
and they'd call, a lot of people got to buy and own, and it's just the thing that you sit on. And they most everybody called that the Davenette. And
was that one that had part wood and it was very straight?
Yeah, it was old time. And then they got to make them a little different, call them a different name.
Right, and what about the piece of furniture that you use to store clothing in, maybe... with drawers, you know, what are the different terms that you use for
well,
that?
Well, until they come out later years with things, all I ever knew was dressers, and they keep all your clothes had several drawers, and you keep socks in one, and underclothes in the other, and shirts in one, and pants in another, such as that. And many people ever have a house, and when I was small, the clothes was in them. We just had to.